Lark Range gears up for another run at a gold ball. The Pickett County boys and girls both have high expectations for 2020, and the Cookeville girls look to improve upon an impressive 2019. The Pickett County Lady Bobcats were one of the few teams in the state tournament in 2019 that got closure to their season. They were eliminated by Gibson County in the first round of it. Now, with returning all but one player from last year, head coach Brent Smith says that while he likes some of what they've done early on, he admits they could be playing better ball through their first four games.
Well, just, you know, as everybody else has been, you know, we've been off for 8 months. You didn't really know what you're going to expect. But, no, overall, we've played okay. Just not, you know, seems like just not in really good flow of the game so far. But, you know, with time, I feel like that'll improve. But, you know, got a lot of improvements. And the thing about it is just you don't ever know what to expect. And I think as the season wears on, we'll continue to improve.
You actually led into my next question really, really well. How nice has it been just to be back on the court, period, after all the uncertainty, especially when it faced fall sports and we weren't sure if football was going to be played? And then obviously last year, the state tournament was ended by COVID. How nice is it just to be back on the court?
Oh, it's great. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, you get tired of seeing each other. I'm, you know, as a team, you get tired of playing against each other, and you get seeing some different competition. And, you know, real and truthful, you're just right now, you're in camp level. I mean, no one's going to be as good as they're going to be at, you know, as the year progresses. I think everyone's going to improve, but just hope you're the one that improves the most.
You bring back all but one player from last year's team. How much does that help a team get off to a better start when you don't have to focus on necessarily reteaching a system or reemphasizing things, and instead you're able to kind of pick up where you left off?
That's correct. Yeah, we've got you know, majority of our core is back, and you know, they've all had a lot of playing time, and it's, as far as that goes, it's really easy. But you're still trying to get your freshmen, and then you're going to have to, you know, your seventh, eighth, ninth numbers, trying to get those guys more comfortable as the year goes on as well. But and it's really hard to get them in a game situation just when you're you know, you're running up down the floor in practice. So it's that part's really been these first five games has been a kind of a little bit of a puzzle for us, but we're starting to piece it together, hopefully.
There's a lot of experience on this team, and I feel like in a year like this where everything could change at the drop of a hat, the experience is almost more important than ever before.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the thing about it is there's just, as you know, it's going to be a different kind of year, and you may have to, you know, cancel a game and pick a game up and travel somewhere as we did the first game. I mean, you just don't there's so many uncertainties, and like I said, when these guys have, you know, understand we go through our practices, and as far as our game preparations are, you know, they're pretty, you know, pretty in depth. And the thing about it is, if you don't know who you're going to go play the next day, it might change. But other than that, you know, like I said, you know, we have a lot of people that you never know who's going to stand up and lead us. And you know, maybe sometimes it's you know, it may be some youth we have to bring in off the bench. So we're hopefully get some of that started as well.
I think there's a lot of players on this team that don't get as much recognition as they deserve. And for me, in watching this team play and seeing them in action, I feel like Kendall Ludick and Abby Bilbrey are at the top of that list.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of different roles, as you know, in basketball. And those guys' roles are, you know, to do a lot of our scoring. And you know, the thing about it is they've got the lead. And I think they've, you know, at, you know, 2-5 games as seniors, you know, as you know, a senior season goes by so fast. And, you know, that you just got to every moment you got to seize. And I think those guys understand that. And like I said, they've been through the trenches. They've been in the wars. And they understand that every game is big and every practice is huge. So you either get better or you get worse every day. And hopefully you get better each and every day. And, you know, sometimes you kind of just you kind of just tread water. And hopefully we're not doing that. And hope we're getting better every day.
Obviously, a tough loss on Tuesday to Livingston Academy, but when your team got down, I feel like the total experience of this team has playing together really showed in how they were able to come back and able to force overtime in that game.
Well, you know, we went, as you know, with the double overtime, but we didn't play our best basketball. But, you know, here's the deal. You know, it's a rival game. You know, you knew it was going to be a war when you started. And, you know, I think, like, as you said, we could have laid down. I think we got down 5 or 6 a couple times and got it back to overtime. Actually had a lead with a minute to go and in the first one, and we just had some mishaps here and there and had some missed free throws, and we could have sealed the deal.
That is Pickett County Lady Bobcats head coach Brent Smith. Coach, thank you for joining us. The Clark Range Lady Buffaloes made it all the way to the state semifinals in 2019 before the tournament was shut down by COVID-19. Now, with the new year approaching, they are excited for what the new year holds as they again chase that gold ball.
Well, it's been real good. I mean, the girls are very excited. We've been working hard. We put in yesterday about almost 3 hours, really, to get stuff organized a little bit and shooting in and everything. So, real pleased. You know, so far we're getting ready to practice now. You know, school's turned out early today, so we're looking for another. For them working real hard.
I know you've got a lot of talent returning this year after only losing one senior. How much of a luxury is that? While there are a lot of schools that may have to replace, you know, a hefty part of their core, you get to bring back almost all of them.
Well, that's right. We've got, the top nine players back and, real fortunate. You know, we've not had any camps this summer or, play days or anything. So, you know, you can't have that this fall. So, we've got a leg up on some people probably. Cass and Kelly Mundy just signed with the University of Cumberland, mm-hmm. and that real tickle for them so they can concentrate on their senior year. And we've got five seniors, two juniors, probably three sophomores, three freshmen. So we've got I think we've got a lot of flexibility who we can put out on the court. I think I've got five players that whoever's out there can, shoot the ball, which that's a luxury. And we're at the point where really we just got to see how good our defense can be and our basketball IQ.
When you look at some of the younger players that are kind of coming into the program for the first time this year, what's the easiest way to get them acclimated to how y'all run things?
Well, it takes a while. You know, it's a step up from elementary and everything, and we've got three freshmen. One young lady, Addie Stiers, is going to be able to help us this year. She's ready to get out there on the floor, and they've got to. We have we're intense in our practices, and we've got a lot of stuff they've got to know. We do a lot of stuff offensively and defensively, so. It's come along pretty good for them. I'm real tickled with them. We got Chloe Daly, post player. It's going to be a good player for us. And we've got Aaliyah Davis, another post player. So real excited about those three. And, of course, real excited about the players we got back. We've got five seniors back. Cassie and Kaylee, I mentioned. We've got Chloe Harrod, Mackenzie Powell, two post players that can also shoot the three. And we've got Lexi Pierce, an excellent three-point shooter, one of the best defense players on the team. And then Maddie Bush, started half of the last year, sophomore. And, she's grown some. And just, all our players have gotten better so far, it looks like we're supposed to. We've got another one, Casey Sales, mm-hmm. Excellent three-point shooter. And Zoe Smith can penetrate real good. So that's kind of our top nine players that feel comfortable with any of them out on the court.
You mentioned earlier how important, you're focusing on trying to figure out how you're going to be on defense because you feel like the offense has kind of got itself figured out right now. What's the key to being successful defensively in your scheme?
You know, we always are known for presses. We're going to run two or three different presses. Last year we played a lot of zone for the first time in a while, and that was pretty good for us, and we like to play pressure man also. So different things for different people we're playing. You know, our first game we're going to Macon County down there, and that'll be a good test for us. And then 21st that Saturday, we've got to play Hall of Fame games up here, and we've got Livingston, Cookeville, and Cumberland County coming up. And I think we play Livingston, Cookeville, be a good test for us. So our schedule really helps us get ready for the tournaments. We're in the White County Christmas tournament, and Innsworth is going to be in that tournament, and I'm sure they'll be on our side of the bracket. Of course, they was undefeated last year and ranked in the nation. And then we're going to the Andrew Johnson Bank tournament in Greenville, Tennessee, which I think Upperman went up there last year, and they had some of the better teams in the state and then out-of-state teams. So schedule, every year we try to make it tough where they help us.
That is Clark Range Lady Buffaloes head coach Lamar Rogers. After winning 19 games in 2019 and returning key pieces such as Liv Shipman, Jordan and Bailey Gillis, K.K. Graves, and Cassie Gallagher, among others, Cookeville Lady Cavs head coach Jamie Gillis has plenty of reason to be excited to see this team in action.
Oh, we're so excited to be back in the gym. We were able to, you know, get in the weight room and have some open gyms, but it's been so great to get in and go through some drills and really see the team all out there together and being able to work together to get better.
What's the energy been like in practices? I know some teams have maybe been a little bit slower out of the gate just because of how everything's been restricted leading up to now, but how are your girls looking?
Oh, our energy's been really great. You know, they, like I said, we had been conditioning and lifting, and I think they were ready to put a ball in their hands and just get after it. And I have 20 with my JV right now, and so it's a big group. But, you know, they've come out, and my upperclassmen have really helped lead my freshmen, you know, in the drills and things like that. So it's, energy's been really high, and we're excited to be back in the gym and being able to start our season.
Has it, you mentioned it just then, you know, being in the weight room and doing conditioning. Has it been nice to get back to actually working on offensive sets, defensive schemes, compared to just typical conditioning? Because I think that sometimes, you know, casual observers look at it as, oh, well, running helps just as much as anything else.
Oh, for sure. It helps, you know, and we weren't able to play this summer, and we weren't able to, you know, have any of the scrimmages and the play days like we have in the past. And so being able to get out there and, you know, just work on our offenses and our defenses and things like that has been great. It stinks that we haven't been able to play, you know, try them out against anybody before that first game gets here. But, you know, we're all in the same boat as far as that goes. So it's been, like I said, it's been great. And like the kids have been excited to be out there.
I have to ask, just because I've asked just about every coach this, but I'm curious your answer. Back when everything was locked down, did you ever think we'd get to this point?
Oh, I wasn't sure. We hoped, and I think a lot of people were probably like my family. You know, we enjoyed our time together. We got to know each other a little bit better than I think, you know, what we had in the past, and it was nice to slow down. But yeah, we always kind of had that, you know, that question in the back of our mind: Are we going to be able to go back? Are we going to be able to have our season? Especially when they canceled the state tournament and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And so we were always hopeful. And you know, the good thing is everybody was rested up, and you know, any lingering injuries and things like that had time to heal. So I think it was a good break, you know, for all involved. But we're so excited to be back.
And I'm sure it teaches a lot about appreciation, just because, you know, sometimes maybe teenagers don't know how to appreciate even practices, because nobody loves going to practice. But I'm sure it teaches a lot about appreciation and never taking a day for granted, too.
Right. And I've, you know, my core group of seniors, I have four seniors this year, and they've really spoken out to our underclassmen and saying, no, this may be it for us, and we never know, you know, if this could be our last practice, if this could be our last game. And so they have really came out with, you know, with some good intensity as far as, you know, we're going to give it all we got because this may be it for us. And I think they've really put it into perspective for our whole team.
Looking back at last year, this team had a really, really solid year, at least in my opinion, with a 19-11 record. But if you could have improved one thing about last year's team, what would it have been?
To finish the end better. we struggled in the district tournament and in the region, and just struggled late. And so, you know, we want to end better. You know, we started out really good last year and had, you know, good wins in the district in the regular season. And then we got to the district tournament and we just couldn't pull one out. And so, you know, moving forward, we want to finish strong.
You, just like a lot of, just about every other team, you've lost a couple seniors looking at this year, but you by and large bring back the main nucleus of your core. And that's got to be important for continuity and growth within your system, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I bring back four seniors, five juniors, and four sophomores. And a lot of those kids got to play last year. And so, they're a good group, and I'm deep this year just like I was last year. But everybody, you know, a lot of these kids got to play last year, so we'll miss the Dunaways and Cassie Shope, who we lost. But I think these seniors and juniors and even, you know, these sophomores are really stepping up.
That is Cookeville Lady Cavs head coach Jamie Gillis. After a 13-17 season in 2019, Livingston Academy Wildcat head coach Jimmy Miller is ready to take another step forward in 2020. A couple weeks into the season, he says the biggest change he's noticed is a desire to get back in the gym from his entire team.
Yeah, they've been very excited. Probably the thing that we've noticed the most about them and that we haven't seen in quite a few years is that excitement to get back in that gym where, you know, they've been laid up and laid off where they've not been able to work. And it's been nice. It's been nice getting cranked back up.
Has it been good to actually get back to running full practices and running actual basketball practice instead of just general conditioning, which I know a lot of teams have been doing?
Yeah, it has. It's been nice to get a ball, you know, in there. They can only run so long that they don't get pretty tired of that. And, you know, I feel like you get your conditioning out of the way and you get ready, but it's still you can be in shape and you're just not ready for when you throw the ball out there and you start going. You know, that still takes a little bit of time, but they've been super excited to get back at it.
With all the new restrictions, I'm curious, Coach, has it been harder to schedule games and tournaments outside of district play? Because we've noticed that obviously schools are taking things a lot very serious with regards to COVID and the new restrictions. Has that been more of a challenge this year?
Absolutely. You know, we're going to have to drive a little further than normal. You know, a couple of us have been able to get in a tournament or a classic here or there and receive a call maybe a week or two later that the administration will let them carry on with that tournament due to COVID worries. And, you know, we start worrying at this time of year, you start worrying and thinking about your seniors. You want to get those guys as many games as possible. You know, they've worked hard for you their whole career here. But we were able to get in, and if everything holds through, we've got a full schedule.
How important are those tournaments and games against teams that you don't see every year? Because obviously you guys play in a very tough district and you see the same very good teams every year. But how important is it to see different teams from not just the state, but also, you know, the surrounding areas?
It's one of the more important things, I believe, in your season, especially early. You get guys time to get on the floor, get comfortable. You're able to run some substitutions that you may not run. Once you reach your district team, you know, not only do we have good, tough district teams, we have really tough district coaches. I mean, these guys prepare for you. You can't show up just to play and think that just because you outwork somebody, you're going to be able to win. You've got to outthink people in this district. And, you know, I feel like that we really need those games, those non-district games, to try to work out some of the kinks.
After about a week of practices, because I know obviously you'll probably have practice today, maybe not, I really don't know. After about a week of practices, though, what do you think some of the challenges for this team will be?
Just staying focused. I think we've got a lot of young guys. This will be their first time playing, and, you know, they may not be young grade-wise, but they're going to be young with floor time. So staying focused this time of year, staying, you know, not getting bored with the fundamental things that I think that we did not do last year, and we did not have a successful season last year because of that. So we're trying to focus really hard on getting back to the basics and doing those well. And I think that takes a lot of mental focus to be able to maintain that.
I know losing Will McDonald and Aubrey Hollers from last year's group will be another challenge for y'all. And I think some people may look at that and go, well, that's only two players and, you know, other teams are losing more in terms of quantity. But in terms of IQ and energy, I know those two were really integral parts of this team and they were more than just two players for you.
Sure. They were huge. And you can't. It's hard to replace leadership. I think there are few kids that you ever get a coach that are natural leaders. And, you know, we were able to have that. And you miss the intensity from Aubrey Hollers, the defensive intensity, the work ethic, the leadership from Will McDonald. When you lose a senior, by the time they're a senior, when you lose a senior, you feel it the next year. It does not matter what that senior is. You notice it because they impact your team, whether you realize it at the time or not.
A few coaches have said this, and I found this interesting, that when you lose a senior or when a really, really good senior graduates, there's not really a way to replace them. More or less, you learn how to adapt to the new players you have. Do you find that to be true with this year's team?
I think that's as true a statement as you'll find. I think you have to start over more so than they do. I think it's hard. I never realized that, I guess, but it's hard for a coach when you invest all those years into a group of kids and a small group of guys. And then when they're gone and a matter of months later, you're back on the floor, you're starting to build and you don't realize how far away you were when you started with those guys that just graduated. When you start back at those basic things and you're trying to build that group back up, you don't realize, wow, it's been a while since I've been back here. And it makes you appreciate them.
Livingston Academy boys head coach, Jimmy Miller. The White County Warriors have a tall task ahead of them. Not only are they in a tough district that features teams such as Cookeville, Warren County, and Stone Memorial, they also have to replace two key contributors in Mason Winningham and Keegan Dodson, who both graduated last year. Nonetheless, Eric Mitchell's squad is just as eager as ever for the new year, and they are ready to get things rolling with the new district schedule.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I've only got about 8 or 9 kids. Our football team's playing this Saturday, and I've got about 10 football players, so it's going to be real interesting. It's been a crazy year.
Did you ever think we'd get to this point with everything going on?
You know, I wasn't sure. We were hoping, and just what it was a lot of unknowns, and a lot of kids have been quarantined, the last couple months. So we're just hoping to not get quarantined and get the season off and running here in a couple weeks, and hopefully it'll go pretty smoothly.
You mentioned having a coven, obviously quite a few kids on the football team. Is there any worry about any of you guys physically at this current point in time? Anybody banged up right now?
Not to my knowledge. Everybody seems to be healthy. Like I said, our football team got canceled down at Macon County, so they're playing Green Hills next Saturday, and down at Green Hills, so, and then I'll get them back Monday. So, but right now, we're going to start practice with, do some fundamental stuff with those 8 or 9 kids we got, and then go full force next Monday.
When you look at the year in front of you, what's been the biggest challenge with all the new changes and restrictions for you?
Well, just our home gym. I mean, they're not going to pull out the bottom bleachers, and we're not selling those season tickets as of right now. So, in our gym, you've been in, it's a great atmosphere, especially for us, and it's like the sixth man, and it's going to be a little different this year.
Looking kind of at the scheduling side of things, have you had any kind of unforeseen issues with schedulings, with some teams maybe taking a little bit more caution than others?
No, not so far. We got a full schedule. We're going, we opened up Oklahoma, and then CAK in the Hall of Fame, and then we've added Wilson Central this year. We're also going up to Johnson City on the 11th, 12th, and playing, I think, Elizabeth in the Science Field. Then we're having a Sonic Shootout. Everything's still a go on it. And then the boys are going down to Panama City to a tournament down there. So everything's been pretty good thus far.
Do you find yourself, or do you think you have to find yourself emphasizing at some point to your boys this year, like, hey, it's a very fluid situation how things are now, and we've kind of got to be flexible. Do you have to emphasize that at all?
Well, we do things in 6-minute increments. We do something for 6 minutes, and then we make them separate. Of course, we don't have we don't have water fountains and stuff, so they have to bring their own drinks during workouts, and we're just trying to be as cautious as we can. And, kids, they don't really think much about it. They just – it goes on as normal. But we've had to take a lot more precautions than a normal, especially in this time. But we're just – to be honest with you, we're just trying to get by day by day without any of our players getting quarantined. But if they do, we decided if we had 7 players – left on the roster, the game would go on. So, we're going to try to play basketball.
So now, looking back at last year, obviously the team, I think the team really hit their stride around kind of the beginning of the new year when district play really ramped up. Did you see anything different from your guys playing out there? Or was it just kind of finally knocking that rust off from the early season and getting in rhythm?
Well, that's when you want to hit your stride, when it gets January, February. We had a really good team last year. Got a heartbroken there in the district championship on the last second shot. But that's kind of when you want to hit your stride. I try not to burn them out too much in the summer and the fall. Of course, hadn't had to worry about that this year because we hadn't been able to do anything. But it's just one of them things that happen. There's no really recipe for it. You just keep doing the same things you're doing, repetition, and hopefully that happens. So. I've been very fortunate with the teams I've had, the players I've had, that they've stepped up when it comes tournament time, and hopefully that'll continue. So,
That was White County boys basketball head coach Eric Mitchell. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. The York Institute Dragons are coming off a year that saw them make it to the state tournament. And now in this new year, they also have a new head coach in Roy Whited. While the decision to hire him was an easy one for the school board, Whited does admit it took a while for it to be finalized.
Well, I had several people to reach out and ask me to make application there. Being from Jamestown, being an alumnus of York Institute, and I really wanted to coach high school again, it was a perfect fit. And so that's how the hiring process went. If, unfortunately, with all the things that's going on with COVID and such, the official hiring wasn't done until the first week in August. And so it put us behind having tryouts, trying to get our teams focused, figure out our players, our rotation, and such things as that.
So with all that being said, how excited have you been to actually get back on the court with the guys and play the game of basketball?
Well, I've been very excited. Got a great group of young men. They work extremely hard. We are very young. And so it is fun. It is fun again. And I promised myself this time that I was going to enjoy it more and not put as much pressure on myself as I did before high school.
When it comes to how practices have run or how things have operated with the team, have you changed anything? Have you changed anything to kind of focus more on what you want to look at? Or has it been similar to how you think the previous coach ran things?
Yeah, I think we have made changes. We spend a great deal of time, at least half the practice time, on fundamentals solely. We just feel like that we're not solid fundamentally, and we have lots of young players. Having eight freshmen, it is, I think, extremely important that we improve fundamentally. We're still behind, but I think we are better at that.
One thing that seems more apparent in team play so far this year is there's more guys getting involved, it feels like. It feels like while the team last year was obviously really good, they made I think their biggest issue was a lack of depth. They got seven deep most of the time.
Yeah.
Do you like what you've got this year in terms of depth, and you're able to kind of build those younger players up for next year and the year after that?
That is our... what our goal is, and those younger players are, you know, first in the rotation if they are not starting, and so they're key. You know, they are contributing. I'm very happy with the way that our freshmen have performed thus far, and sure they have done well. Now, are they as good as we want them to be? Absolutely not. And they will not be, but they have played for us. And so we have had opportunities. You know, we feel like that we have let two games slip away, having late leads late in the game. And so that's disappointing.
Is it important with younger players to emphasize that long-term mentality that, hey, you're going to make mistakes, you're not going to be perfect, but the experience along the way is just as important, regardless of whether it's a...
Absolutely. Yeah, and we do emphasize that. You know, with experience comes ability. And, you know, we have a lot of inexperienced players that have not been used to the speed of the game. And transition from middle school to school basketball is a leap, and especially in the speed. So we have emphasized that greatly, that we have gotten better. It feels like each and every game we played a little better. Now, we going down the stretch late in the games, we have not played well in being able to hold on to leads and solid again fundamental basketball and not turn it over. We have not executed that very well at all, but something that comes with experience and going through that And right now, many of our players have not.
York Institute boys basketball head coach Roy Whited. The Van Buren Eaglets are one of the lucky teams in the Upper Cumberland this year that doesn't have to worry about replacing a ton of talent. After all, they only graduated one senior from last year's squad. With everything constantly changing this year, head coach Tyler Sapp notes that it is more important than ever for continuity purposes that he keeps this team together and they continue to grow as the season continues.
Yeah, it's great. We just graduated one, so it's good when you can bring back most of your kids because they know what's going on. They know the offense for the most part. They've played together. They play well together. So it's a big advantage for us, especially when we've not been able to play any summer games or preseason or anything like that.
I know that obviously there will still be, as there is in every new season, there's rust that'll have to be knocked off and, you know, girls will have to kind of get back into that basketball shape. But that does help a lot with continuity in the systems, though, that you get to bring back everybody that kind of knows what they're doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we had a game last night and the first half was very rusty, very nervous, very jittery because they ain't played a game in 9 months, so.
I feel like last year's team put together a really, really solid season. Obviously, you went 19-10, and that included a stretch where you won 11 of 13 games. What do you think went right kind of down the home stretch of last year?
After Christmas, we changed our offense just a tad bit, and we moved our post from strong side to weak side, and I think that was the biggest thing for us offense. We finally started to click offensively, and put that help defender in a bind there. And making them make a decision when we drive, because we got some good ball handlers, we got some good drivers, and anytime you know that help defender steps over, we've got an option there to dump off. So that helped tremendous for us because we were scoring up over 45, 50 points a night, and we were undefeated last year when we scored over 50. Besides the district championship game against Whipple, so if we score, we're very tough to beat.
One thing that also stuck out to me when I looked at this team last year was that this team never really gave up a ton of points. They were always really tough at the defensive end of the floor. What makes your team so stout at that end?
Well, we preach all the time, limit them to one shot as much as possible. You know, make them take long contested shots and then pull the rebound. Rebound is a huge point of emphasis for me because, like I said, we allow them to get more shots. It's more chance they get to score, and that's tougher. That's tougher to guard. It's tougher to guard people that get offensive rebounds and get kickouts, that kind of stuff. So we really want to limit them to one shot, and then make them take the shot that we want them to take. And we mix it up. We play a lot of different defenses, but our 2-3 is very, very funky for a lot of people. It's got a lot of motion, a lot of action to it, and it kind of makes them stall the ball, not really be able to swing the ball around quick that you can punish a zone with it. They have to sit there and hold it and think for a second. So I think that's a big advantage for us.
How important is it, especially with how in the modern age of basketball now, offense seems to be prioritized, and it's like that across all sports now, it seems like, that offense is prioritized and you need to put up a lot of points in order to win, but defense is just as important, if not more important, to a team's success.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we try to tell our kids all the time is that defense is just as important, if not more important, but you don't have to be very skilled to play defense. Like, you have to be skilled to score. Like, there's no doubt about it. You're going to have a shot. You're going to have a move to do something. Defense, you don't have to be that skilled to play defense. You just got to work hard and put yourself in a good position.
That is Van Buren Eaglets head coach Tyler Sapp. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Pickett County is set for another run through District 6A, and with most of their returning core and a couple new faces, there's plenty of reason to be excited in Byrdstown. Joining us now is Pickett County head coach Joseph Aminette. Coach, I know you told us you weren't sure whether or not there would be a season to begin with, but now that we're here and we're a couple games in, how does it feel to be playing the game of basketball again?
It's fantastic. It's it's a little different than it's been previously before, but I'm excited for the kids. That's who I'm excited for. They put in a lot of time. They've dealt with a lot in the past 8 months. And, you know, our school system and the TSSAA finding a way for our kids to get an opportunity to compete is something that's pretty special, and we're really enjoying it.
When you look at last season and how this relatively young team performed in a very tough district, how much did it excite you for what the future like this year and next year could hold?
You know, I think we finished really strong last year, had a good season, a really good season with with, for the most part, a really young team. And, you know, we ended the season pretty excited about the opportunities that laid in front of us for the next year or two. And we just continue to be. We think we've got an opportunity to be a really good team if we continue to improve and work on the little things that we need to get better at.
How much of a challenge, when you look around the district, how much of the challenge is just the coaches that you face on a nightly basis? Because it seems like there are many fantastic coaches just throughout the league.
Oh, it's fantastic. The coaching in our district, especially with it being a single A district, is really exceptional. You know, they all are top notch. They all prepare really well. They put a lot of time into it, and you know, it's a group of coaches that like to get kids to compete at a real high level and put a lot of time and a lot of preparation into having good programs.
You get the luxury of bringing back your main group of guys and Zach, Will, John Parker, Reagan, Slade. Not many teams get to bring back a full nucleus like you guys do.
No, we, you know, it's been fortunate for us in a small school like we are. When you've got, you know, when you're in the smallest county in the state of Tennessee and you got 190 kids in the only high school in the county, you're going to have ebbs and flows of numbers of kids in classes. And, you know, we got into that when they were freshmen and sophomores, and we were really, really young, played a lot of 14 and 15 year olds. Mm-hmm. And it looks a little different now that you're coaching 16, 17 and 18 year olds. And it's just, that's what happens at a small school. So we're kind of on that uptrend right now, because this is kind of the group that we've got currently.
Looking at your players individually, one that has always stuck out to me was John Parker Reagan. And he's one of those guys that the stat book doesn't really tell the full story. It's not always going to look gaudy, but he's a guy that can make a positive impact on the floor, and he doesn't need to score 20 points a night to do that.
You know, that's right. You know, John Parker Reagan's just one of those kids that that a coach loves to have. And for every team to be successful, you've got to have a John Parker Reagan, and he's just the kid that he just wants to win. He'll go out one night and he'll get you 25 points if he needs to. The next night, if he needs to get you 10 rebounds, that's what he's going to do.
Again, that is Pickett County boys basketball head coach Joseph Aminette. Coach, thank you for joining us.